Agenda item number 16, report and possible discussion on Belton Steelhouse Pipeline Update by Trey Dozier, Central and Lower Basin Customers Business Manager.
Chairman, thank you again. This is a report only and there's no action today, but I do want to present this to you all today because we're going to come back to you in January 2016 again for approval of a contract with the Bell County Water Control and Improvement District. And there's a pretty significant financial commitment we're going to ask for at that point, and I'll get into that in just a moment. I do want to talk about the concept, starting with that, and then get into some of the details of the project. This project began back in the 2004 time frame, and several Brazos River Authority customers approached the Brazos River Authority about buying and purchasing more water. Those customers were primarily in the I-35 corridor in Bell and Williamson counties. BRA staff evaluated those requests and was able to make system water available from Lake Belton. And making water available from Lake Belton was the most cost-effective solution for our customers at that point in time. But what it did is it absolutely committed us, the Brazos River Authority, to building a transmission pipeline to convey water from Lake Belton to Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir at some point in the future. In the 2005-2007 time frame, we did enter into those contracts for approximately 35,000 acre feet. And Bell County Water Control and Improvement District was one of those customers. Of that 35,000, roughly half of the water was sold into customers in Bell County and the other half to customers in Williamson County. In 2009, Bell County WCID approached the Brazos River Authority about its need to have an additional diversion point at Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir to provide their customers additional service. That request was presented to the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors and subsequently approved. The new diversion point did give Bell County WCID some additional operational flexibility to meet its customer needs, primarily on the west side of Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir in the Highway 195 corridor, that customer primarily being Killeen. And this additional diversion point did save our customers, WCID and their customers, time and money on the infrastructure needed to develop that water supply. As part of that agreement, Bell County WCID did recommend that since we did need to build that pipeline, that we could utilize some of their existing infrastructure to develop the conveyance system. That would save the BRA time and money as well. And Chairman, I do want to just stop for just a moment and make an editorial comment that we've had a very good working relationship with Bell County WCID over the last few years. And it's one of the few times that I'd say that we've had a very beneficial relationship with our customers and doing something that saves time and money for the basin and the BRA system customers and so forth. Going back to the presentation, in 2012 to 2015, the last few years, we've done our project due diligence. We've done several studies that I'll talk about in a few minutes. Right now, we're also working with Bell County WCID to negotiate a pipeline agreement to build the pipeline. As far as timeline goes, between 2016 and 2020, we anticipate pipeline design and acquisition of the route, and then have the pipeline operational in the 2030 time frame. The pipeline, I've kind of touched on it a couple of times, but it does have a significant system rate benefit. The partnership with Bell County WCID, we think the pipeline will cost approximately $35 million. We've done some through the Brazos G Regional Water Plan and just talking with the engineering firms that WCID uses, we think that if we had to do it, BRA had to do a greenfield site on our own, it may cost us north of $40 million.
How big is the pipeline?
Approximately
36 inches. I think it's 36 inches.
How far?
6 miles?
6 miles.
For 30, 40 million.
Wow. That's part of that cost is the intake. Also, a large part of that cost is the new pumps in the pump station and getting the water from the pump station under the property to the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And then the other challenges that the pipeline has is that the route is going to be up through a lot of different urban areas. So it's going to be expensive. And that's another reason that we want Bell County WCID to move out as soon as possible, requiring easements and right-of-ways, so that when we need this project down the road, it's more constructive,
doable. Right. The other point being is that this project does delay some more expensive water supply projects that we'll have to do beyond the 2050 timeframe, such as groundwater or some other type of surface water project. The partnership with Duck County WCID is important. They do have an existing infrastructure, intake structure on the lake that is operational and permitted by the Corps of Engineers. It does avoid lengthy permitting that we would have to go through on our own with the Corps of Engineers. David did mention that Bell County WCID will acquire the easements, and they will construct and manage the project, and BRA will be the customer. As far as project implementation, I told you I'd drill down a little bit into this. We're negotiating the pipeline agreement with Bell County WCID right now. We'll bring it back to you in 2016, January 2016. We anticipate WCID acquiring the easements in the 2017 timeframe, pipeline design and engineering, and then in the 2018 to 2020 timeframe construction. This is a map of the conceptual pipeline that was asked about a few minutes ago. It's approximately 6 miles long. Again, we've not settled on the pipeline route, but that'll be something that we'll work over the next couple of years with WCID. This is a map that shows the relation of the pipeline in relation to the Williamson County Regional Water Line, and we do have some customers, again, that will benefit from water going through that pipeline down to Lake Georgetown. The tasks we've completed to date, our due diligence, we did these to prove up and confirm that we could in fact move water through the existing infrastructure. We've completed a preliminary engineering and right-of-way study, a physical hydraulic model, infrastructure study, and hydrology update. The combined expense for those studies that we've cost shared with Bell County WCID have totaled to $128,000 over the last 4 years. The next steps in the process, again, are to finalize negotiations with the Bell County WCID on the contract. Again, Bell County WCID will own the infrastructure, and we'll come back to you in January 2016 to present a final draft contract for approval and in June in 2016. One other point I want to make is the fact that we're going through a pretty diligent effort looking at the different financing options for this project. We've run several different scenarios, and that'll be an important part of that contract discussion is the financing options we will present to you that we've selected to minimize the impact on our system rate customers. Are there any questions? There's no action.
I've got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
When you talked about Bell County is going to own the infrastructure, mm-hmm. Are you talking about the existing infrastructure that they have that we may have to use? You're not talking about the pipeline itself that we're going to pay for.
No, we're talking about, yes, ma'am, the existing intake infrastructure that they own is on their property they'll own, and they also own the pipeline itself that goes from their facility to Lake Steelhouse. We've never done that before. It'll be a completely different approach to developing a project. Typically, BRA has some ownership or has some oversight of the project, but in this case, we'll strictly be a customer. I think the benefit of that is that Bell County WCID will be the one in charge of the construction and taking on those responsibilities, and essentially, we'll pay them a fee and for operation of the pipeline and how much we use on an annual basis. And you got something you want to add?
I didn't understand, because I thought that said $35 million.
Yeah, that's what...
And we're not going to own that?
No. It would be rolled... Our proposal right now would be to roll that into our system rate and have an agreement with Bell County WCID where they take over the risk of ownership and operation, and we have an agreement with them that goes out past the life of the project where they will deliver water when we need water delivered. So we see it as an opportunity to allow a firm that builds more pipelines and is kind of more in that construction business from the municipal retail standpoint as a reduced risk to the BRA to let them own and operate it. If we were to go the other route where we would own, then we would have to come up with some scenario where as we move the water through their facility, how we would bifurcate out those ownership responsibilities on a piece of property that they own, and it can be done. It would just be done.
Just seems like it's a lot of money for us to put out.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
And not own the infrastructure, and then we're going to cause our clients to actually pay for that infrastructure. How is that a good deal for BRA and our customers? I mean, I understand that you probably have looked at all of that.
No,
it seems strange.
The other perspective is, is if Bell County WCI goes away, Bell County WCID were to go away, and we were to do this on our own, we are still obligated to move that water from Belton to Steelhouse.
Sure.
So those costs are there regardless. We think that using, we think that signing a contract that allows us to use some of the infrastructure that they already have in place, the permit with the Corps, the actual concrete structure that holds the pumps is where the cost saving is. The other, the risk avoidance is in having somebody else build your pipeline and build your pump. In the contract, what we're thinking about internally is we just have an agreement that says by X date, you have to be willing and ready to move X amount of water for us. So the impact of the system, the responsibility to the system is the same, whether we can use Bell County WCID to do that or whether the BRA has to do that on our own. So it's a risk avoidance and a cost savings, Director Johnson, that I think that we see as the benefit to the BRA. It's gonna, the system rate's gonna have to pick up the cost, whether we do it with them or whether we do it without them.
No, I understand the risk avoidance.
But the no ownership is what's new here, and we hope that equals risk avoidance.
Yeah, we would need to have, very carefully, the lawyers would need to be sure that when construction and during that process, that we need to be like an owner, though. Because that's when you have to have an owner make decisions that are tough, that can cost you more, you know, or save you money. And if we're not going to own it, but we're spending all the money, we've got to have agreements in place that will cause us to be like an owner until we have a water line in place that will do what it's supposed to do.
Yes.
That would be my choice. Exactly correct. And one of the things that we're talking about in that agreement, we have to have the ability to say, this is all the money that we're going to get, and you have to build the project that meets these specifications. Well,
and I'm just looking down the road, that when the money's gone, or three-quarters of it, or four-fifths of it's gone, and the pipeline's not going to work, and there's problems, we've got to have very good legal agreements for such as that, because we won't own anything. We'll just have an expense.
Yes, I agree with the...
That's an unusual agreement.
And I would like to perhaps hear from the legal staff on something.
It's your opinion that this is a good deal, then?
Well, we're very, very good. And I'll just say this, that we have not gotten into even talking about negotiating the contracts. And we had our first discussion probably this past week where legal really got involved in the issues that you raised. We very much raised. My first question was, are we going to own it at the end of the period of the contract revenue debt? Because that's normally how we do our deals. And we do, like when we did, if you'll remember, the W. Mars facility, we did that for Waco. But at the end of the day, we would have owned it after all the debt was paid off and it ceased to be used as a plant. So, I mean, there is a model where the person puts the money and ultimately owns it. So those are things that we're going to have to look at. It would be premature for me to say I'm in any way comfortable with how we'll structure it, but I understand your concerns and we'll do everything I can to ensure that we're covered.
I think David's on to something about getting it done with the local, especially if there's all those municipality areas and trying to get through, much more difficult for us to get done versus them taking the lead.
Acquiring the easements is going to be a huge deal. They have the contacts. They know the folks. There's a lot of benefit for that, and we're going to do everything we can to try to work it that way, and we'll build whatever contractual protections that we, you know, that we need to learn to do the best that we can to cover the BRA project.
Mr. Collinsworth, quick question. What's the ownership structure for the Williamson County regional well water line?
That is owned by the BRA until such time that the bonds are paid off, and then it becomes owned by the customers that pay those bonds.
Was the problematic experience we had getting that water line constructed and finished influence our decision on this other one?
It's sure something that we think about. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's another element, political element in this. If we go in there as BRA against basically two counties, and now then being partnered with one of the entities of a county, makes the easement acquisition and all those other things easier to do to be able to satisfy and try to get the water. I mean, our ultimate goal is we need water.
$35 million is a lot of money.
let me, because of your concerns about ownership, let me, let us go back and do a little bit more work and put together a presentation maybe for January that shows you a little bit about more what those costs may look like and some of the other challenges of doing it by ourselves. Not trying to persuade you one way or the other, but just kind of lay out some of the facts and what the challenges are, and then also talk a little bit about what it might mean to try to do a joint ownership. If, and I'm not sure that Bell County WCID would even entertain that, but we can talk more about it.
This is a big project, you know, $35 million for just 6 miles is. But again, you can help us understand that with the terrain and the easements, where it has to go through some very expensive areas and so forth. So that'd be great.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, it's all full of houses.
All full of houses, what he said. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, thanks.
And then, thank you.